like Christmas for you to get out there?
It feels definitely good to be back. Real close, man. Everything feels good. Everything's going according to plan, so I'm excited about that.
You didn't play for Mike McCoy earlier in his career, but he kind of left behind a lot of the offense when you arrived. So having played in a similar offense in 2013 and 2014, how similar is this?
A lot of crossover, you know, a lot of similar stuff. Definitely some different tweaks. You know, me and him had a conversation today about some things, the difference between, you know, why he do certain things and why Goose did it another way. So it's just good to hear this philosophy, and it's fun, and I'm excited. It's close. It's really, really close. You know, I'm out here running around, you know, full speed, you know, as much as I can. Something I ain't been able to do since October. So it's really, really close, and I'm excited with the progress of the, you know, Greek and them guys, Billy and Vince, and, I mean, Dustin, Mike, plenty of them in there, Ryan. So give it up to them, and I'll just put pushing myself trying to get back.
See, do you have to wear a brace of any sort
of players? Nah, no brace. I made sure. I work hard enough to put no brace on. I do not want to be walking around like a robot.
Is your target to be like full go training camp or the opener? Like, how, what in your mind?
I want to be full go when I'm ready. As soon as I'm ready to full go, then that's where I want to be. I don't want to set a target where I want to be or where I need to be. The goal is to be full go the next day. Just be better the next day than what I was. You know, be better tomorrow than what I was today. You know, so hopefully tomorrow I'm doing a little bit more than what I did today and, you know, so on.
How frustrating was the back half of last year as things were struggling? You couldn't do anything about
it? It's just frustrating as a player, you know. This is my fifth year, going into my fifth year. I didn't play my rookie year. I played half the season my second year. And then the other 2 years I've been nicked up. And then, you know, I make a routine cut, the same cut I'm going to make 1,000 times, you know, after I healed up, same cut I made 1,000 times before I got hurt. It's just a routine cut, you know, and that's the frustrating part about it. When it's something that you do every day that's routine, you know, you try to just figure out what to change, little things, but you just don't change nothing. So everything happens for a reason, and it happened to me, and I'm learning from it.
Are you a patient guy? I mean, how brutal has this been for you to follow Greek's instructions?
I'm patient to a point, you know. I've done some things in the past. You know, I'm not going to give him a month, but I've done some things in the past where I tweaked it. It wasn't a setback, though, but I tweaked it. And that's just me not listening. So I'm patient enough. When you're so close, you just want to go. But, you know, these guys has been doing it for a very, very long time. Greek has been doing it forever. So I'll be an idiot not to listen to him.
You were cutting out there today, weren't you, a little bit?
I was pulling out there today, just a tad bit.
Is that the first time, or how long you been cutting?
I've been cutting for a while now. You know, we just been building it up slowly. You know, this part of the process is just football. It's all reactions, you know. Telling me where to cut and, you know, go to that cone and cut or go to that bag and cut. I believe I can do that to the best of my ability. But now it's just reaction. You know, now it's just reading things and doing things of that nature.
Any mental thing, you know, that force off the cut on your right?
Nah, not at all. I you know, as long as you playing football, you know, with our new system, everything's back up. So as long as you playing football and once you hear the call, just go play football.
What was your thought or feeling or reaction when people were questioning your weight coming back here?
It happens. I mean, I sit down for 5 months, crutches, brace. Let's see what you look at for 5 months. You know, that's how I look at it. But I've been boxing, you know. That's something I've been doing to stay in shape because I wasn't really running, and now I'm back in the running. You know, I came back 223, so I'm happy about that. I play anywhere between 218 and 222, so I'm not upset.
Yeah, you found a weight that works for you because you're too light, and it wasn't. You played best at that.
That's how I feel. I played my best where I'm there, you know, and – you know, and the best thing is just conditioning. You learn that every year. Try to, you know, instead of going 3-4 plays in a row, go 5-6 plays in a row. You know, then eventually go 6-8 plays in a row. Just try to get as many plays as you can as possible before you tap yourself out and need a break, because you're going to need a break in this game. That's just the truth.
Is the boxing something new you've done this offseason?
I've done it before. I've done it in 2014 with DT and Bubba when Bubba was here with a guy. So I've done it before, and then now I'm getting back into it. I just thought it'd be something that be really well for me, the fact that I wasn't running as full speed as I would like to at the time. And I'm still doing it now, so I'm going to miss this week, of course, because of mini camp. We're out here a little later. But I'll get back on it, and I just think it's it definitely makes you think when you're tired, so that's a good thing about it.
What was your top score from bowling this summer or this offseason?
I just went to Arkansas, came back from Arkansas, took second there in the doubles with me and my man Brett Cooper. It was a little doubles tournament. Other than that, probably my highest score during the offseason, about 270. I made some tournaments, missed some cuts really, really close by like 2 or 3 pins. You know, those PBA guys are really, really good. So I'll find my way in there. My goal is to make my first PBA cut, and I'm on my way of pursuing that. I got about two or three more tournaments before I put the balls down for good, so hopefully I can make it.
How's Marshawn? How's
my man Money Good, man. We kicked it a little bit this offseason, man. He looks really, really good in shape. So
you gonna be all right this year? Come back? Good to go?
Beast mode, man. When your name is Beast Mode, man, everything goes good when your name Beast Mode. He's still gonna be Beast Mode, man. That's one thing I do know, you know. He loves the game. He definitely miss it, you know, whether he comes back or not, that's up to him. I mean, I ain't gonna tell y'all I know, but just good luck to my guy. Nah, it won't. You know, it's funny how you said that. To be honest, man, I told him, man, you want to come back because, you know, he got his Beast Mode store, you know, that in Oakland that'll just, man, run up the streets in Oakland. So it's a great endorsement and marketing deal for him if he make that happen. I mean, if he can find a way to get that in Vegas, then he's really putting his investments in the right places.
Time for a couple more, guys.
When it's draft week, how do you look at draft week because of how your experience was draft
week? Every kid doesn't get an opportunity. When you get your opportunity, it makes the most of it. You're going to have some people in your position that was drafted higher than you, and they'll get 10 reps, you'll get one rep. And if you do one rep wrong, that's why you were undrafted. And if they do 9 reps wrong and one right, one perfect, that's why they were drafted. So that's how I look at it.
In hindsight, do you wish you were drafted, or do you like the path you had?
I wouldn't change it. You know, it happened for a reason. Of course, every kid wants to hear their name on draft day. I mean, you grow up, you watch the NFL draft, you know, you get a chance to shake the commissioner hand and all those good things, which I didn't get to do, but it's fine. I'm 5 years in the league now. I got some accomplishments under my belt, and I'm just trying to continue to get better every day, and I'm proud of where I'm at and just want to keep pushing.
Speaking of getting drafted, Paxton Lynch, a lot of teammates are saying, you know, new Paxton, Demaryius says, more confidence. Vance Joseph talking about him smiling all the time. Have you noticed the difference?
Yeah, you can definitely see he's more comfortable. You know, even with Booker, you can see that they're more comfortable, you know, that they're not trying to adapt to the NFL and the pro-style life and, you know, what the ins and outs and what they got to do every day to be a pro. So you can definitely see that when they come back. And he looked good out here today, so both of them did. So it's good to have those, you know, those young guys in our arsenal. And, you know, whether it's Paxton or Trevor, it doesn't matter. We're gonna rock with them both. And then as far as the backfield, it doesn't matter who's back there. Our whole mindset is we don't want to miss a beat no matter who it is.
All right. Thanks, CJ.
Thank you.
Thanks,
CJ.